Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and we are having an outrageously crazy fun day. And I am here with some of my best buddies, Rob A. and Birdie. Are you guys here?
I'm here. I don't know about Birdie, but...
Yeah, Birdie is, she's actually practicing her miming right now. So she's miming, but she is here. She's with us. And we will get her in to the show very soon. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, thanks. It's just a
Yay.
Beautiful day. Did my qigong, went for a morning walk, just chipping away at life one step at a time. You know, that's...
Nice. That is so cool.
Yeah,
Today,
yeah.
today was a good day for me too. Yesterday was kind of a down day, not downer day, but it was just kind of a, took a day for me just to kind of had some stuff coming online and just like, you know what? My body's just kind of wanting to like take it easy. So I took it easy. And so that was so good.
Yeah,
So I'm
you know what?
super
That's good that you
excited.
can recognize that as well, right? Because it's often like, you know, the fight or flight mode that makes you want to keep going, or the, you know, going from like lethargy to hypervigilance, and not knowing that, like, hey, not listening to my body saying, hey, I need to take a nap here today. That happened, the same thing happened to me this week. You know, I had a really good day and I was getting so much done, and then I realized, I was like, okay, I'm kind of operating not from peace energy, but just like crazy momentum, you know. And I'm like, I need to, and I was like, I gotta, you know, keep that momentum going. And I was like, but I actually sat for a second and I was like, actually, you know what? I'm going to take a nap because I'm really tired, you know, and I don't need to push through it.
And I find that the way we're programmed in the world, I find that you feel, you feel like, oh, you know, I shouldn't do that. I've got so much to do and I'm an adult and I've got things I must take care of. And, you know, since I'm in the workforce, you know, I've got to get this done. And it's like,
Yeah.
no, I'm a grown adult and I know my body needs a nap. I feel like I'm a toddler fighting a nap. It's like, go take a nap.
And honestly, like most times I'll just, it'll be like, I don't take a long nap. It's like 15 to 20 minutes. And it's just hitting that system reset. It's like resetting your computer, you know, you're not, and just like to just, otherwise, if you keep pushing through, then, you know, the next hour gets worse and the worse after that. And it's not like, it's just it's actually so beneficial, and it's frowned upon in our society, well, most societies, but I think, you know, some countries do siestas and things like that because they understand. It's like, and every day is different, you know. Some days I run on 4 hours of sleep for 3 days in a row, and then the next one I need eight, you know.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. It's I will say that this move has really helped me slow down to where I can start getting some of those puzzle pieces, those pieces that I've been seeking, you know, and kind of getting some of those downloads and I didn't realize how fast and furious I was running to stay up and to keep on the hamster wheel in the matrix. And you know, I'd go home and I'd be exhausted and I'd go to sleep and you know, there was no space. I didn't have any space to allow source to do work, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, totally. And I love what you said about puzzle pieces, because this was something that happened a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to share it, but it just, you know, as the timing is right now. But I was helping a friend move a few weeks ago. I might have mentioned it, and one of like the last things that I grabbed out of his garage at his old house, and I'm kind of like, you know, just turning around and carrying this thing with my arms, and I look down, and I see this little puzzle piece. And that to me, it was just a sign, because I was able to do that move with just such grace and not being upset that I had to do it and all this stuff. But, and then the next day I went for a walk and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go a little bit of a different route or whatever. And I ended up seeing this huge, massive, big puzzle piece. It was like the size of almost like a full piece of paper, you know. It's quite large. It's not just your traditional small puzzle. And so just doing the things differently. Sometimes it's not what we do, it's how we do it. And those can be the biggest puzzle pieces. It's like, you might not get, sometimes it's not the strategy, or the, you know, like just kind of basically what I said. It's not the what, it's the how. How am I doing this? Is it in a calm, graceful manner, or is it haphazardly in haste and resentment and begrudgingly? Or is it like, hey, I love doing this. This is sweet. I don't, and you don't have to love doing it, but if that's what you are, you can accept it in the moment and just be like, well, this is where I am. So just love where you are and see it as perfect or choose otherwise, right?
Right, absolutely. And I know Birdie and I talked this week, and we're kind of sisters, so we talk when we can, and sometimes we go a few days, but we always throw a text out there. But we had some really good talks this week, and I was sharing with her the same thing about how, man, I'm just exhausted today, but I've got laundry to do and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, I'm just gonna go with what my body's saying. So, hey, Birdie, we're not ignoring you. You there, babe?
I think I'm here. I have no idea
Yeah.
where I am.
You're in the now. You're good.
Apparently, I was flying and I just flew right past the meeting.
Dang it. Dang it. You got to work on those. Got to work on those flaps to come in for your landing.
Yeah, it's the technical difficulties, and my brand new laptop. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's fine. It's all meant to be, right?
It's all meant to be. Yeah. How was your week? Good.
Yeah.
Great. Excellent. I know you sent me some
Absolutely.
synchronicities.
I know so many
Yeah.
this week. It's been, we talked about them, but there's even more. It's all, even today I sent you one on the way.
She did. She did. Oh, The Larceny, right? That's the name of the band. Is that right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so that song was shared by one of our favorites at BBS Radio with Birdie. And it's something about good day coming,
Yeah, good day coming.
good day coming. And so the song's kind of like, it's one of those turn it up loud, roll down your windows and just sing at the top of your lungs with your hair flying everywhere kind of songs, you know?
That's
And
exactly what I did.
you're driving down the road and right at the point to where I send her a text and it just notifies her that she has a text from Sunshine. What was the line in the song?
Sunshine coming in hot.
Oh my gosh, couldn't plan that any better.
But to
So,
add to it, you said those exact words in the beginning of the show last week before I told you about it. And then
Gee.
I texted you and you go, "Well, didn't you tell me?" I go, "No, look at the timing." I
You're right.
said, "You just said those words. That's what's really cool about it."
That is really cool. And I did go back and check because I didn't remember saying it. I just say things, going off road, coming in hot, those kind of things. So
Right.
pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So today's synchronicity. She's behind wow, that's a beautiful car, by the way. A beautiful pony. We won't get into a lot of details, but it's a Mustang. And has a cowboy hat and the back window perfectly positioned,
Centered.
right? Yeah,
Yeah.
perfectly centered. And then it's that beautiful, I'm going to get the paint wrong. The pony people are going to hate me. I want to say it's Cherry Bomb, but I don't know if that's the right name of the paint. But anyway, it's beautiful. It's a bright, shiny blue red. It's not like a, anyway, it's gorgeous. So she sends it to me. And what does the license plate say? Giddy
Giddy
up. Giddy up.
up.
So we're getting ready for the show. Giddy up. So yeah, it's fun. So I asked my friends to come on today because Sunshine has been getting some stuff, talking to friends and just getting some downloads that Whiplash Talk was started over 2 years ago. Just basically 2 years ago. Because of some of the what some people would call dark night of the soul stuff that I was going through. And, the passing of my mother, a year later, the passing of Bill and my partner. And it was a interesting 2 years. But now we're all talking about and we're living in and we're trying to live in the now. And for me to continue on that same bent with the Whiplash Talk focus, it pulls me back into that timeline and it pulls others back into that timeline. And those records are going to be in that living library for those that need it when they need it. So it's time for Sunshine to come in hot and move on. So we are, I flipped this to both of them today, and really it kind of came to me today. I call it storyboarding. It's something that you do like in radio or in television, TV, Rob, when you're storyboarding, and Birdie, you probably know too, you throw everything out on the table okay, this is kind of what I think, and this is, oh, I like that. So you take that piece and you pull over here and you take another piece over here. And so I kind of hit them with several questions, several things that were on my mind. I want to change the show. I want to change the focus of the show. I'm being led to change the focus of the show. Let me put it that way. And so I really want us to really tap into source within the three of us to tap into where is this show supposed to go and what is the content supposed to be? How frequent is the show supposed to air? Is it in the right place? Does it need to go to a different time? Does it need all of those things? Because I thought for people that are listening on the radio, they have no idea what really goes into putting a radio show together and the thoughts behind what you do and how you do it. How do you attract sponsors? How do you attract donors and subscriptions? How do you put together a business portfolio to shop for the big fish? That kind of thing. We're on syndicated radio. Why are we not pulling the big sponsors? If your content is good and your content is something they believe in and it's something that you can stand behind as the host, and you can support that product wholeheartedly, why are our shows not getting that backing? So these are all things I typed out. I actually sent them both messages like as we were signing on. Hey, pull up your email. Here we go. So it's going to be kind of fun because you've got three really live creatives, as you've known from previous shows, together in one little situation, and it's going to fly. And there's going to be ideas that come out everywhere. And I'm so glad it's going to be recorded because we're probably going to miss some on writing stuff down. But okay, how was that for a lead-in? What do you guys think?
Amazing. And I think it's really good too, because it like everything has its time, and it's good to recognize that you don't want to stay on those timelines. And even when I do my show, I go back and I'm telling my story, and it's like I'm getting sick of my same old story. Like I want to move on from it. That's part of, I mean, I'm sure it's the same reason you did yours, because a lot of us can get stuck in our stories that aren't always good. Mind looping and saying the same things over and over again, and you notice it more with others. But then I've been very consciously aware when and I'm trying my best to go within and have that inner body awareness, not only that, but my inner thoughts. Like, why am I thinking this? Like, why do I keep saying this? And it's not you, it's your ancestors, your whatever stuff being beamed at you, mind control stuff. But like, does it serve me? And what's the point? And even down to the point of pre-planning conversations and things like that in your head, where it's like, oh, well, if she says this, then I'm going to say that. And like, we don't have to live like that. That is mind
No.
energy all the way.
Yes.
And
Yes.
so, and I think it's wonderful that you're looking to get out of that. And it's good to notice when its course is done. And you're just saying, hey, it's time to move on for me now, right?
Right. Birdie,
And
you got
it takes a
anything?
while to move on from things. Like, it's
It
not,
does.
I've always, if we look to the outer world, I've always thought, man, some people are so good at getting over things. And then people have been like, man, you're good at getting over stuff. And I was like, well, if you would have seen me cry myself to sleep every night, I don't think you would have said the same thing. But
So
everybody
true.
has, like, that's why looking to the outside world and thinking everybody else has it all figured out, there's so much people don't talk about. And that's why I think, I've really appreciated being here with you and chatting like this and being authentic. Because
Thank you.
you can't, like, repression is not transcendence. So if you just keep sweeping shit under the rug, like, eventually you're gonna have to, like, pull up the rug. It's gonna be there
It's
still,
going to be
you know? And
worse.
that's what the majority of our society's done for so long. So being authentic and putting all the cards on the table, but then saying, hey, I don't even like poker. Let's go play in the field.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's really good. Birdie, you got anything?
Rob, I loved everything you said. That's and both of you. I really enjoy being in the here and the now because that's all we have. And so it feels good. And a lot of times we get these synchronicities anyway. And it's I used to be I'm a planner. I used to plan out, okay, if this happens, that happens. Just like Rob said, we have to be 20 steps ahead just to see all the different outcomes. That is so exhausting, and I'm so done with it. I'm over it. And I don't want to do homework. I just want to show up. I
I know,
know, like I'm just, you said this
right?
thing and I'm like speed reading. I'm like, bip, 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 you know. But no, I really like the direction, and it's more about like what resonates with the listeners. Is this helping people? Like we, if you wanna, you put such great content out there showing your journey over the last couple of years, that for those people listening that might be newer and they're like, you know, what are these people? They're always happy. They're always, you know, having, we are having fun because we're together and we're in the now. And then these synchronicities show up. I mean, I didn't know I was going to be on today. It happened this morning and everything just worked out. We talked yesterday and I said, oh, you know, I have plans, but I'll be listening. I'll try and listen, or, you know, I'll let you know in the morning if anything changes. And it did. I was like, I was inspired to be on and to be here with the two of you. And that's living in the now. And that feels like a really good direction of what you said. But it's, again, if the listeners that might be newer, they can always go back to the archives and see where you were. And then you just see how, I mean, I've been with you from the beginning. It's beautiful that where you've, I mean, we've gone through it, the crying, the you know, the questioning, the mind energy, the we've been through it all. And then to come here, and we're not saying we still don't go through it, but we're sharing. I mean, we're putting ourselves out there and sharing, like, you know, our stories. I've shared a lot, you know, addiction things, and Rob has shared, and you have shared, and these things aren't easy to say on the air to however many people are listening, but we're doing it to help others and like say, hey, you know, we get it. We're here too. Make sense?
Perfect sense.
Well,
Perfect
and you know,
sense.
could
Go
I
ahead,
jump
Rob.
in real quick? Because
Yes.
I think that's important too. So, what Birdie said, like as a kid who grew up, I still consider myself a kid.
Yes.
I'll never stop being a kid.
Never.
But so you know, I've mentioned on the show before that like my mom's side of the family specifically, small town, like at its peak, 2,000 people, not a big town, you know, and that was in its heyday. But now it's like 360 people. But when you grow up in that environment and as a business owner there, you know, it's always what will other people think, but there was a lot of like kids were to be seen and not to be heard type thing, right? So and if you're so worried about what everybody's thinking and you don't get to voice your opinions, you don't get to be authentic, it's really difficult. Like Bernie just said, you know, we're sharing our authenticities with however many people are out there listening or whatever, but like that was never the thing in the past, for at least for my family. So to be vulnerable and say, hey, like this is how I feel, or to just be honest and say, to be your authentic self and not the mask you have to wear because you're in your family or you're in the business or you're whatever, or you're in the company of people who like to gossip. Like that's, you know, and I think it's amazing. I've developed some of the best friendships in my entire life just by being a good listener and not judging people. And I don't judge any of my friends. I've been through hell and back many times, and so have some of my friends. But it's like, it's good to say, hey, like, wow, okay, there's other people out there going through this, so I'm not alone. There's resources available. But after a certain point, you get to the now, I think that you're saying, it's like, yeah, well, what's the next step forward?
Yeah, I agree. I guess the focus of my heart for this is I've really kind of pressed into what's my power? What's my why am I here? And what is my secret weapon? You know, I'm a superhero. What's my secret? What's my secret? And mine is my heart, my love. I love people. Birdie, same. Birdie loves people. You love people. We all just want to help people. And so I can't help them if I am not continuing to grow and share how I'm growing. And a friend helped me see that, and I'm like, yeah, I agree. That's good. And I really believe that this show today, with the three of us just putting things together, as we are source led, will help kind of solidify a game plan for us to, you know, go to BBS and I can work with them and say, okay, this is where I'm going. This is what I need. What do you got? Look for like things like changing the title. I joked about Whiplash to Wahoo, but I thought, yeah, nobody's going to listen to that. But it was fun. So that's what the that, so we made that the show title today. So it's from Whiplash to Wahoo. So at least we got it in there. But changing the title, that's a radio no-no. That's like you don't we you know once you said it, phew, that's how everybody Sunshine on Whiplash Talk or Sunshine on Whiplash, they just cut it short. And then changing the song is how you're recognized. I like my song and I like that it's called Sunshine and I think I can still keep it, so I'm still leaning on keeping that one. But I'm open. I'm open. I want to be open to what how Source wants to work through this show, through me and my special friends, my guests that are on here with me. So I would just want, I just believe the content should be more active and light and fun and entertaining and pointing out how we carry on, with life, during these cinematic times. And so anyway, I can just jump you we can just jump in anywhere, wherever, if you guys are feeling inspired, if you want to take one of these things or you've got something of your own, let's just jump in and talk it through and
Well,
let's go for it.
I think it takes courage to like go in a different direction, and I did that. I've done that multiple times in my life, and I remember even one of the first times when I was like younger and I was DJing, and I decided that I'm going to start playing a different type of music, and it would like and people were like, well, now you're not going to like, everybody that listens to your mixes for that type of music is, like you're going to lose
Yep.
your audience, and I was like, well, it's not important to me. As much as I love making people dance, it's me, it's about creating and the, learning to produce this type of music and everything. And so it's like, if I keep doing that just because it's popular or, like then I'm being inauthentic to myself. Like this is my journey at the end of my, on my deathbed or, when I decide to just leave the body casually, I have to be cool with my decisions,
Yeah, I agree. It's when do we? And it does take a little bit of courage because it's kind of uncomfortable because as much as I don't want to watch as much as I don't want to watch the numbers, you do have the numbers available to see how many people are watching your show, how many people are sponsoring your show, how many people are financially sponsoring your show, how many people syndicated are listening, how many people via BBS alone are listening. And those are numbers that if you're going after the big fish, you need to know those numbers and you need to be able to communicate and use them skillfully. And I don't want a job. I want to do what makes me happy. And so it's a fine line between can I support myself and do this and have fun doing it? Or can it tip over and be, oh crap, I'm committed. This is how I support myself. And that would be a big step, by the way. It's not even close to paying for itself now, let alone supporting me and doing what I do. But I kind of lost my train of thought. But with all of that, yeah, let's jump in. BBS, I don't know if we're going to go that route, but if we do, have her call back in. If we go that route. Okay, keep going, guys.
And so it's interesting because like you do have to look at it like that, and I can only relate it to things that I've done, and when a few years ago when Novid was going around and stuff, and I started like my little show, and I was interviewing people, and I went on a couple of popular podcasts and things like that, and I had it all set up, and I'm like, well, I'm going to start this, and I'm going to do, I'm going to, but then I something inside of me realized it's like, well, then I am just becoming what I'm, like it's almost like I'm becoming my arch nemesis. Like then I'm going to have to be the weekly news and the stuff, and I don't want to be the weekly news. I don't care about, I don't watch the news. I don't really pay attention to other people's news as much as I can. So why would I want to create more of that? Where it's like, because then I just felt this pressure to like have something like, juicy that like tune in next week. And it's not, I just want people to show up because they care, not because I have some truth that I need to divulge to them, that, like I know what, the plan to save the world. I have this inside info. I read the cables. I have, and it's all information outside of ourselves. It's all meant to distract us. So that's why I was like, and that was a thing too. It's like, what do I want to do? And it's going to be different for you, especially if you're looking for sponsors and things like that. So it's something that you have to really like go within to figure out like what is important to you. Maybe we could just get subscriptions so that people, because sponsors, it's like you're beholden to, if you say something that they don't like, they
That's
could
very
pull the rug
true.
out pretty quick, right?
Even subscribers, they do that too.
Yeah.
So
It's all
yeah,
judgment.
it's kind of interesting. It is, but I have had some amazing people support me from all over the world that have supported Whiplash Talk. And for them, thank you so much for your support. And I hope that this change resonates with you. And if not, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to go in love. It's fine. But I think it's going to be an amazing change. So, Birdie.
I do too. And it's interesting because when we talk and we have these conversations and they're deeper and they get, just the word whiplash doesn't resonate with me even anymore. Like when I think of you, I don't think of whiplash.
Thank you.
With 2 years ago, yeah, we were all like, what the actual is, what is going on, right? See, I'm not using any swear words. I'm saying what the actual F is going
You're
on.
doing good. Look at
We get one
you.
swear word each a show, though, so just let
No,
her
I
just
don't
let
want to.
her
I'm you'll
like,
use hers.
be off that.
neither
Yeah,
am mine. I already gave mine.
I'm
I
gonna
won't
double up.
use them. I tried to, yeah, I just, it's like my new thing. I really, I give it all, I give all my swear words away. You can have them, Rob, if you need them. but I love that you are changing this because at one point, it could be like, what am I doing? Am I still, am I, is this helping people? Like, is this resonating? And then you get to the point where, yes, you want to help people, but you're not, so you're not in the mud anymore, like you
Yeah,
used to
I'm
talk
not.
about. And so it, like Rob said, it wouldn't be authentic to continue to talk about those types of swimming in the mud. Yeah, there are other people who are just coming in, but you know what? There's 2 years of archives to go back and listen to. And it's like a level up. Like the here and now is different than the previous here and now.
Yeah,
And
agreed.
so you're growing and changing. I go back and listen to where, and it's really, it is sometimes cool. I try not to go back too much, but sometimes it shows up. And it is cool to see the growth and the change. I'm like, I'm not even close to the same as I was when I started this. And even just to find people, find other light beings, find other, family members like we all are. Like, we're all in this together, no matter what part of the path, journey, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. We're all on the journey. It's just maybe on different, we're on different paths. We're on different everything. It's just so cool that you're doing this. I'm really, really proud. I know I don't want to say, I'm just really proud that you're doing this. It
Oh,
takes
thank
so
you.
much. And maybe you might lose some subscribers or lose listeners, but you may also have, you never know what you're going to gain. Remember what you always were saying. Yeah. And I'm happy. I'm really happy for
Thank
you.
you.
I'm
Thank
happy to
you.
be here. And I'm meant to be here today, apparently, and with both of you. And
Thank
some
you.
of the things that Rob just said about, I was talking with my daughter, and she had to do like an oral presentation at school. And when I was younger, heck no, I am not getting up in front of people and talking. I was so shy. I just wanted to like hide in the background. And like Rob said, if you never were allowed to talk about your feelings, it was like suffer in silence, suck it up, cupcake, like don't talk about how you feel. And it was basically a pretend life. And that's how I grew up. It's live and pretend everything's fine, never say that anything's wrong. And this this was foreign for me. I can't even believe I talk on the radio. Are you kidding me? Like this is just really interesting. Like I was one of the shyest people. Well, and it's easy when you have some
Same.
anonymity, right? I mean,
Same.
we're on the radio and people are listening. I have no idea, you know, what I have no idea what they think, what that, well, it doesn't matter to me because we're here doing this. And if anything that we're putting out there from our own experiences is resonating with people, and there's three different, you know, we still have personalities, and you know, even though we live from the heart, some people might, we're from all different parts of the country, a different country, Rob, you know, well, but it's,
From the
it's, there's
world.
something for everybody when you have, you know, special guests on and friends and family members, and it's, there's something for everybody, and that's really cool. So yay you.
I
Thank
just want
you.
to let the listeners in America know that I'm probably further south than a third of them. A lot of
You
people there.
are. I know, right? Yeah.
If you look at where like southern Ontario is, it's like there's a lot of states that are above where I live. So I'm not as northern as some of you people.
As some of Ewens, as they say in Missouri. Ewens. Use guys. Use
These guys up
guys.
there. Although I am from a lot, like about 4.5 hours north of here, so I'm a northern boy at heart. But I do live.
Oh.
We call this the south of Ontario, which is further south than, you know, a lot of the states. So,
Yeah, that's crazy. So there's a lady that I did some work for when I lived in a particular area of the country. I won't give too many details, but she was very, very popular evening radio DJ. And it was a show that she would do, and it had her name in it. I won't say it because I don't have her permission, but it was love songs with her name. And so I was thinking, okay, well, maybe I put sunshine into the night, into the name, into the title, because a lot of people go, I listen to sunshine. I listen to Sunshine Show. You know, they don't, what's the name of your show again? So I'm like, okay, okay.
There's a name right there, Sunshine Show. Bam.
Sunshine Show. Yeah, but that doesn't tell other people what to, I agree. Boom. I thought that too. But then I keep writing things out. So like I've got sunshine now, sunshine in the now sunshine. And then I wrote down that thing. It came to me and I said synchronicities with sunshine. And I thought, okay, something with sunshine. So that's something that I want to kind of keep fleshing out while we're doing the show, just something with sunshine. So if something comes to you that we're talking, you know, and it comes out, you know, spit it out.
Yeah. I love the
Go ahead.
synchronicities. I had can I share mine for today? Did I
Yeah,
share mine?
please.
Well, so I think I might have mentioned it once before, but it's back. So there's this house just like around the corner and I live in townhomes. So when I go out a certain way, I can see this one house. And they have a strangely enough a green, like it looks like a traffic light. It's not a traffic light, but it's the same color green as a traffic light in their back patio, like on their, you know, in their backyard. And it's only on like, I don't know, it might stay on for 4 days and then it's off for like 2 months and then it's on. But it was on today. And so I've noticed that when this green light is on, I think of, you know, aviation people like landing an
Right.
aircraft on an aircraft carrier, like call
Right.
ball, like I'm level, I'm coming in for a landing, I'm good to go, I'm not too high, I'm not too low, I'm like on the flight path, you know, I'm good to go. And so I've noticed other times when this green light is on, it's like they're on great days. It's like, wow, like things in my life are it's one of those synchronistic, or I know maybe it's a timeline, but when I'm on that timeline, I know everything's in the flow, even and so I woke up this morning feeling a little off. And then the green light was on, and I was like, sweet. I try not to let the outside
Ah,
world affect me, but I was like, that's what I needed. I needed that green light. Like, green is go, synchronicity, call the ball, let's do it.
that is so cool.
Yeah, so
Love it.
it's
That's
perfect
so
for
cool.
today because everything's in the flow and it's lining up. And so, yeah.
I love it. That's so good. I Birdie, you have any synchronicities you want to share while we're talking about synchronicities?
Well, if there's synchronicities, but there's also lots of just, I guess it's like if you're aware and you're open to receiving, the signs and symbols are everywhere, and they're funny, and they're for you, and they're it just starts to become the norm when you step out of all of the things that we used to talk about. I mean, it doesn't feel right anymore to talk about those things. So, I mean, I had a couple. I was at this cafe yesterday, and I guess it's like in this little small city, and they have these the meter maids going around, and I forgot to put the thing on my app. I have an app
Oh
for it to park,
no.
and I'm watching them give me a ticket, right? I'm like, too late to even go on the app. I'm like, oh, whatever, it happens. And everybody else was getting, because there was a bunch of cars that were getting hit, and they were all like, oh, they're getting like grumbling, and I'm like, ah, oh, whatever, it is what it is. I'm not gonna worry about it. And I saw him standing at the back of my car, and I just put like a peace symbol on the back of my car, and I put like a couple little fun things on my car, which I don't normally do, but I had just put like a peace symbol magnet that was like flowers. And so I
Cute.
go out, and I had like a good attitude about it. I just really didn't care. And I walk out, and it said zero. He didn't give me the ticket. He gave everyone else a ticket but me.
Nice.
I was like, hee, because I just didn't gripe about it. I was like, nee. And
That's
then
so cool.
it was so much fun, like those types of things. And then the other one was, I was going like to the edge of like the major city, like the furthest suburb. And I was getting close, and I'm like, oh, I gotta stop. Like, I gotta go. I drank a lot of water. I gotta drink a lot of tea. Like, I need to find somewhere to go. So I put in like the main place that we all go around here, and to find the nearest one. And I'm like, oh, cool, there's only one that's like 10 minutes away. So I change my map, and as I'm getting there, I'm like, I see the street name, and I'm like, oh boy, I know where I am. This is not good. Like, I was going into a neighborhood that was quite suspect. We'll put it to you that way. Like somewhere where, you'd kind of steer clear of. I thought, well, you know what? I'm divinely protected, and I gotta go.
All
So
good. Yep.
I pull in, and I pull into this spot that was like one of my good numbers, and stuck out like a sore thumb at, and that's okay. And I pulled in, and I was going in, and there was a homeless person standing outside that was asking for anybody with spare change. Nobody would even look at him. And I walked right past him because, I'm like, gots to go. So I go in, and I come back out, and he looks at me like right in the eye. And I just went in my pocket with whatever was in there, and I had a 20 in my pocket, and I just handed it to him. And he looked at me like I was an alien, like, what? And it was like, oh my gosh, thank you, thank you. And I'm thinking, that's why I was meant to go there. I was meant to go and give this man the $20, even though he was asking for a dime. And so I just don't question these things anymore. Where in the past I would have been like, oh, I better find a different place to go. This is not, could be a little dangerous. Nothing happened. It was fine. And I was meant to be there. So I always, look for, I don't question things, and I don't go, oh, maybe I shouldn't. I just go with it, wherever it's leading me. And it takes me to the coolest places. So those types of synchronicities, and like even the signs and symbols that we get all the time with, we were talking, and I had just decided to come on your show, and then this Mustang pulls in front of me, and it had the black racing stripe. It was souped up, and it was loud. And I was like, okay. And then I saw the cowboy hat before I saw the license plate, and it says giddy up. I'm like, that's the way we talk sometimes, like off road and giddy up, let's go.
Let's
And
go.
yeah, and it's like I like the high energy and the high vibration, and it feels
Me
good
too.
to stay in this space.
Me too. I
Yeah.
agree. Some of my experiences this week, there were a lot. There was one day at work after I had some downloads that kind of happened that I was up pretty much all night, pretty emotional. You know, sometimes when you're just working through stuff, emotions go, and working through some stuff and having stuff come online and kind of like, really? Okay, and kind of working through it. And the next day at work, it was like every song on this girl's playlist was directly for me. I mean, to the point of where I started writing down the titles or writing down the line that spoke to me or writing down the artist and the line and stuff like that. And it was like an all day affair. It was so fun. I'm like, I hear you. I hear you. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thanks. You know, that kind of stuff. And then I'd just be sitting there working and just laughing because I'd be like, okay, yeah, I got you on that one, you know, that kind of thing. And then I was going through a grocery store and I just happened to look up. I was going by some cookies. And I was going by some cookies and I took a picture. I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm using my word because it's worth it. The name of the cookies, I won't say the maker, but the name of the cookie was Montauk. I'm like, what?
That's weird.
I'm like, I don't care if it's milk chocolate chip. I'm like, nope. I sent it to Birdie and I said, nope. And she sends me back, she knows I love cats, and she sent me back this cat gif, and it's like the cat, they've got its head just going back and forth. No. And I just cracked up laughing because I'm like, no. I don't need like no, I don't need any of that in my diet. No. So I'm like, who would name a cookie that after the it's wow, that is just right there in your face. So it made me laugh. But
Yeah,
yeah, the
that's it.
songs at
It was
work
fun.
were amazing. It was really funny. Yeah.
I had amazing songs yesterday, the other day, and actually, you know which one was I thought was interesting because I'm always looking at the license plates. A few weeks ago, when I went to print off my foundational healing posters to put them up in the like local community, I'm like looking out the window at the place doing making prints of it, and I see a car coming at me, and it's got the word Valkyrie on it, and I was like, you know what?
Oh,
I don't actually know
nice.
what that is, but it's like, you know, what's the message in it, you know? And I thought it was interesting because I don't know if you guys know what Valkyries are.
Isn't that from the Thor movie? The
Well,
Valkyries from
yeah,
like the
they're like a host of female figures who guide souls of the dead
Yes.
to the god
To
Odin's hall
Valhalla.
in Valhalla. Yeah,
Valhalla.
and you know, it's interesting because it's like I always had the connection with that because my mom's maiden name, the first three letters are actually ODN, so it's like,
Odin. Yeah.
and so the whole name, I won't say it on the air, but the
No.
whole name refers to Odin's steed, which was the horse he rode. So like, I've got
Wow.
Norse in my blood, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I was going with that, with all the songs, kind of like you said, you had a lot of songs talking to you. I used to always say back in the Christian days, I used to always say, I got a God wink today. And so when I was talking to Birdie the other day, I said, they're quinks. So it's a Q wink. So they're quinks. So now they're quinks. So I get quinks now.
I
So
like
you
that
get,
coin phrase,
yeah.
quinks.
Quinks. So everybody can use it. You know, I'm not going to copyright it. You can use it. You know, everybody just run with it. So anyway, yeah. So I just want all the listeners to know that the show is changing, but it's changing for the good. And I really think that it's growing with how everybody's growing. And we've got archives, you know, I call them living libraries, but we've got archives to send our friends that are going through some things. And there's going to be some stuff that happens, and there are going to be a lot of people that are going to have a big whiplash. And so please, please, please use the show, use the archives to send people to, and let's just believe and just trust that we've laid down good tracks, source led, that will help people with what's coming these next, you know, few months, years, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't really even know if we have time to really work on any of this stuff other than just to let people know that it's changing. I believe my song will still be the same. Right now, I'm still in the same spot, same bat channel. And the name is most likely going to change. It will probably have my name in it. But the content is going to be more active and light and fun and entertaining and
In
just
the now.
in the now, even helping people understand. Like the other day, when you wash dishes or you're in the shower, that's, you know, your head, your mind just woo goes off or whatever. When I was doing dishes the other day, I was like, oh yeah, come back, woohoo, sunshine, come back. So I'm like, okay, I am washing this blue bowl and it's beautiful. And I
Yeah.
am so thankful I have clean water. And I am so grateful, blah, 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 just to bring myself back into the now because I was, woo, I was off, you know, and I'm like, whoop, 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 come back. So It's just things. When I was at the at a place where there was some like trees and water and stuff like that, I was there and my mind had started to wander. I'm like, oh no, not while I'm here. No.
Yeah.
And so when I drive to work now, I make myself, because that's another time that you can have your mind jump in and overdrive. So now I'm just looking in the trees, like, what do you have for me today? Who am I going to see today? Am I going to see deer? Am I going to see an eagle? Am I going to see crows? What am I going to see on my drive? That kind of thing. So I'm really trying hard to retrain me. And so if I'm working hard to retrain me, there's got to be others out there that could learn and grow from that too. So.
That's wonderful, and it's such a process because it's like it's just an ongoing thing. You're not like it's just I actually here's another synchronicity. So I started saying like I used to relate being in the present moment to like walking a tightrope, but that implies that you're on the rope. But so recently I started saying, oh, the present moment's pretty slippery because like you can go forward or back, you could slip forward or backwards or to the side, and be on an alternate timeline. And like that's if you're thinking about the future or the past, or I'd rather be somewhere else in the present, like it doesn't really matter. But as I walked into the grocery store, there was three like little pylons with a person slipping. It was just like a person slipping in an exclamation mark, no words. But because there was a wet floor there, so there was like three signs of somebody slipping, and I just started laughing because like, yep, the present moment's slippery. So just always remind yourself, and like you said, like I keep telling myself, I figure out new ways because you could do the tools, you can do the mind to heart drop, but sometimes you just need that little nudge of saying like, wait a minute, I'm thinking about the past or I'm anticipating about the future. I'm like, this present moment is too beautiful. Like to just, take a sip of water and do the slow, small sip and swoosh it around your mouth so that your saliva, and that's how you're actually supposed to drink. I come from the like, go till you're dehydrated and then pound a liter of water. And it's like, now it's like, I try to do it with intention and just the present moment, like Birdie said earlier, it's all we have, like literally moment to moment. And to make the things that happened, we've chatted about it before, like things that happened, maybe you had a crappy thing that happened to you 3 hours ago. Make it feel like 10 years ago. Make it feel like, a year ago, whatever. It shouldn't be on your radar anymore because it's in the past.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I
Yeah, and
know.
sometimes I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So when you were saying about like a crappy thing happening, it's also about how we can create our own reality. And like the crappy thing would have been me getting that ticket. I would have been annoyed and what I would have been crappy, but it's more about like, okay, I got to experience that all the other cars got tickets and I didn't. Like it just because of the way
Your
we're viewing
energy.
things, and it's like, so it's more, say something happens that might seem like it's unpleasant. It's like, okay, well, where is this leading me? Like there's it, it's so it's that change of attitude instead of the woe is me and why does that always happen to me? And it's easy to go there because the whole there's a lot of things that try and lead us there, but to kind of we're f like we talked about flowing like water. And apparently the three of us have a lot of stories about doing dishes. I mean, we just it's music and dishes. I guess that's the
I
three
know.
Oh, speaking of
we
music, did you guys listen to the mix or a little bit?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I'm so sorry. Yes, it was so good.
And I'm gonna say this on the air, Rob, okay, because I put it on and I was on my favorite little chaise lounge that I keep in my office, and I decided that I was going to go upside down. I'm weird because they say it's good for your circulation. So here I am, and I put it on, and I realized I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm moving. Like it made me move.
Nice.
So I thought of somebody that teaches a sort of dance that, I immediately thought of that person. So I'll send you a message on the side, but they may be interested in custom playlists for their classes. So maybe I
Oh,
could hook you
cool.
up. What do you think?
Yeah. That's awesome. I love it because I love hearing when people like tell me, oh, like I listen to your mix when I'm doing housework or when I'm at the beach, or like one guy who he teaches yoga classes, and he's like, yeah, I played that mix, this specific one, and like, it's just awesome to know that people out there resonate with it and enjoy the journey and stuff like that.
And it's
Thank
different. I
you.
mean, it's different. I'm like,
Yeah.
I usually listen to like rock music, classic rock, stuff like that. And I like all music, and it was really interesting. And I was like, okay, I'm moving. Like, this is cool. He made me
Well,
move.
that's awesome. I listen to so many different types of music as well. Like I think that to me there's just good music and bad music. So I listen to classical, I listen to rock, I listen to house, but I really love the dance music and I love it was something that I loved to do when I was younger to go like it's great to hear the song that you love, but also, you know, like Sunshine was saying, you know, when we keep thinking about the past, like a lot of times music can trigger such fond memories. It's like I don't want to hear that song. It may, you know, it, sometimes it brings up memories of when you first heard it or whatever. So I used to love hearing new music, you know, and a lot of people, they get set in their ways and they're like, oh, you know, like, but it's good to experience that. I used to go to clubs and I'd be like, what is this? I love this. Like, how have I not heard this before? You know? So I love playing new music for people because I think it's nice to expand our horizons.
Yeah, that's really good. Really good. Any parting thoughts? I haven't even looked. Have we been given the gaff
I
yet?
think we have a
We
couple, we
have
have
like
like
2 minutes.
minutes. Yeah.
Oh,
Three
see,
minutes.
3 minutes. Look at
Oh,
that.
three.
Cool.
Three whole
Three.
minutes, one each.
One
Let's
each.
go.
Okay, go.
Okay.
All I have to say is this one's to our Prime Minister. Let my people go.
I couldn't even have said anything better. That was amazing. Yes, I wholeheartedly agree. Please, please let our people go. Let us be one. Birdie, what you got?
You really threw me off with that.
I know, it was really good. I know. He's never gone political before, and he just went there. He did it.
It's really fun to be shocked, like just surprised. I mean, it made me, I didn't snort on air or anything, but you really got me on that.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank you both. Bertie, if you've got something, jump in. But I just want to,
Can't, I'm good.
okay. I just want to thank you both for being a part of Whiplash Talk. I don't know how much longer we'll fly under that flag, but the flag is going to change. It's still going to be the same vibe. It's still going to be the same peeps. It's still going to be the same energy. It's still going to be the same heart. And I just want to let everybody know, don't be thrown off if the show page changes or if something changes. Just come back next week. We'll still be here. It's just things are going to be in the mix, and it may take a couple of 2 to 3 weeks to get it all worked out. And so thank you so much to you, Birdie, and to you, Rob, and to all
Thank you
guests that
for
have been
having
on
me
my
on again.
show. Absolutely.
Thank
Thank you to
you.
my absolutely. Thank you, subscribers, and thank you, donors, and thank you, future people that want to support this show to help others and love others.
And
Much.
BBS and T.
That's where I was going next. And to
Okay.
my favorite BBS and our favorite T. We love you so much with the coolest dog on the planet. And I think that's a wrap, guys. What do you
All
think?
right. Send it
All
on
right.
home.
Let's do. Okay, sunshine's going out hot.
A good day coming.
Right?